SiriusXM Liquid Metal. What's up? It's Jose hanging out here in a conference room in New York City. And we are 36 floors high above Times Square. And I'm chilling out with Tomatoes, House of Rock. Yeah! What's up, guys? So, how to describe this? Well, I see some guys scam some monster from my fridge. That's cool. I invited you to have. That's all right. You took my last tea, dude. No, was there another one? All right, there's one more. All right, cool. So what I want to do is introduce some of the main players here and what it is. First of all, thanks, kids, for loving the metal. Not kids. You know, we're all kids in metal. But thanks for doing what you guys do and loving this metal music so much. I'm going to start here with Chris, who is the dude who started this. And Chris, can you tell our Liquid Metal audience what this is all about?
Yeah, well, it's Tomatoes House of Rock, and it's a rock collective where we give real life experiences to the kids, not, you know, not any bullshit, not like, you know, just we're gonna play some Beatles and do it like this and your parents are gonna clap for you. It's not like that, you know. So we were, through Metal Injection, we were doing this Louder Education web series where Jose was a part of it and Alex Skolnick from Testament. And Testament. The real Alex Skolnick from Testament and comes in and hangs out. We interview the metal artists with the kids, and the kids get to play with the metal artists and Alex as well, and it's just really, really cool. And thanks for having us
here. Yeah, it's cool. How long has this been around, man?
We've been around since fall of 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how big is the collective in New York City here?
Well, we have 70 kids, and we have a New York and a Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn school.
So how can people find out more information and how to join if they're listening or if... Can they do visits when they're, if they're out of town and stuff?
Come by anytime. It's Tomatoes House of Rock. And again, it's a rock collective. It's not necessarily a school. It's where the kids experience stuff. They do put on shows. And, you know, they get to learn from each other and create with each other and, you know, turn each other on to 6 feet under and Decapitated and Death and you know, and Testament and Metallica and you know, and all genres of music. We do, like, all genres of music there, but it's all about the real stuff.
So wait, are the other genres and those students as cool as the metal ones?
Of course not.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
You said that before, but I've never seen the other ones, you know?
No, they're really cool. We have another program that's a more, like, you know, jam influence program, and they're doing, like, Led Zeppelin 2 in its entirety. So it's still metal. And, you know, so even our other programs, even though they're not metal, it's still, you know, it's still fucking metal.
Still rooted in it, man.
Yeah.
Hanging out here with Tomatoes House of Rock, and I have next to me here Frank from Metal Injection.
Yeah. What's up, Jose?
Frank is the dude responsible for, you know, bringing it to Metal Injection, and I had a great idea with the collaboration between Chris, Alex, and you, Frank. You made this a reality. PV's Louder Education series has been going on now for a few weeks, and I know... I've seen all of them, and they're really cool to see the Q&As with these artists, with the students, and then the jam at the end. I think it's a pretty damn good idea, and congratulations, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm honored to be part of it, but it's really about the kids, you know? So I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, and next week's our finale episode, so everybody listening has to watch this one, because Odorous is coming in from Guar, and he came in with a dead baby, and it was, you got to watch this.
Okay.
And the kids play Let Us Slay with him, and it's just, and also a Testament tune. Odorous singing, I don't know, can we say this, are we giving too much away?
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of funny, because even though I finished editing this a long time ago, it's turned out to be... I'll keep re-editing it.
A three-hour episode?
Well, sometimes it turns out that way, but I'll keep re-editing it until maybe 2 hours before it goes live. So you never really know. I can't say anything.
Right. Okay, all right. Something might happen. You got to watch it to find out.
You have to watch MetalInjection.net. Next week, when it launches on...
Every Tuesday, but next Tuesday is the last one. So tune in. There's a channel there, so there's an archive. You could watch all five of the episodes anytime you want.
And I was very honored to be a part of one of those too. It was really cool. We did a new level. We'll be talking about that a little bit more. And Alex Skolnick from Testament.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Good
to see you again.
Good to see you.
I just saw you last Friday.
I know. Totally different situation.
Dude, I remember last time I was next to Alex. No, okay. Well, a little bit before that, I had the sweatiest palms. You know why? I was holding Chuck Billy's mic stand. Oh. Yeah! I was about to do the intro for Testament in Montclair, New Jersey, and then the sound dude from Testament comes over and is like, hey, Chuck wants you to use this. And I was like, cool, comfortable talking to Alex and Eric, and we're hanging out, and all of a sudden, they hand me the mic stand, and I hold it in my hands, and it like slips, and I'm trying to hold it. I'm like, and I start getting like nervous, and my heart starts pounding. I was holding Chuck Billy's mic stand.
The Holy Grail.
It was. Power,
that lights up.
I loved it, man. You guys tore it up, Alex. It was a great three-leg run.
We were inspired. We had such a great introduction.
Oh, whatever. Shut up. In the previous hour, you heard Chuck and Alex on the bus. I aired that interview finally from last Friday, and I aired that before this hour. So thanks again. We talked a lot about Testament in this hour. But how about being associated with this collective here, this metal collective?
Yeah, this has just been awesome. All these kids can play too. Like, it's not just anybody off the street. You know, I think you have to earn your way to be here. And I heard them all. They play in clubs. That's some of the real world experience they get. And I heard them doing songs by everybody that Chris named and more. And it was great. And I just thought, yeah. Originally we talked about just a visit. I'll come down to this. But then we realized we have to film this. Somehow we have to capture this because it's just so cool and it's just so fun. And you can't help but be inspired when you've been doing music professionally for a long time. You tend to get a little jaded, you know. It's always awesome, but it gets to be routine. You forget how exciting it is when you first start, and being around all these kids, it re-energizes everybody that's been a part of it, whether it's me or Chris or guys that we've brought in like you and Richard Christie, and it's a good time.
So I saw some of these students here jamming the shit out of some Testament solos, Chuck Billy growls and all, bass solos, Souls of Black. Didn't they do?
We did Souls of Black. We did The Preacher.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way. You students were awesome and really impressed me. And that's why you're here, because I don't do this. This is a lot. I've never had a bunch of metal students of the genre here at one time. Out of all my years, this is the first time and the only time. Yes, Tomatoes House of Rock.
But the cool thing is that they turn each other on to music just like we did when we were kids. Yep. And they turn me on to music and we turn them on to music. And it's just like everyone's just like, you know, everyone puts it in and it's like, all right, cool, man. We're going to get into this now. We're going to get into that now. And let's try this. And someone brings this like crazy, I don't know. Sometimes you come up with this crazy stuff and it's like, oh, wow, that's cool. I never heard that before. And then they bring it to the table and then they play it, you know. And then maybe the person actually comes in and plays with them. And then it's like, you know, you guys aren't going to believe this, but Alex from Testament's going to come in
and play with you guys. So step it up. Yeah. You better be good.
Right.
Well, let's get into a little track right now from Testament, from their amazing 2012 release, Dark Roots of the Earth. Yeah. Let's get into that track, the title track, and we'll be back with Tomatoes House of Rock and all the badass metal gunslingers right here on SiriusXM Liquid Metal. SiriusXM Liquid Metal, my name's Jose Mangan. Honored to have here and all over the North American satellite airwaves, Tomatoes House of Rock, the students that make up the collective, Chris Frank from Metal Injection, and Alex Skolnick from Testament. Yeah! And my boy Mike Marco, right. Yeah, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, just walking in. I saw you were talking to some of the friends out there in the hallways.
Yeah, I could not say hi.
Yeah, well, we're all family here, man. Welcome, Mike. Yeah. So, what I want to do right now is, if you're just tuning in, Tomato, can you just give us a quick little summary for those that are just tuning in of what this is all about?
Yeah, well, Tomatoes House of Rock is a rock collective. And we have a huge metal contingent. It's all about the kids. It's all about the students that come in and make it what it is. And we give real life experiences to all the students, and including playing, you know, in all the great clubs in New York, and creating and recording in studios, and also working with some amazing metal musicians that we did through the Ladder Education series, including yourself when you came in and sang A New Level with them, which was awesome. It's all about them getting better as musicians and getting, you know, living the real rock life that you ask them. It's not easy. You know, they don't have it easy. It's not always fun time. It's not just, you know, but, you know, the stories, the being pro, the way that the pros talk, just the whole deal. And that's what it's about, man. It's about real rock and real metal.
And it's all about the experience, because what you guys take away from this day and this, you know, this experience that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And you're going to be able to tell these stories to your friends later or your kids later. A lot of you are really young. So I want to go around and get some names. This little dude right here, I jammed with you, Pantera. You were a monster on the drums wearing your Megadeth t-shirt. Yeah, Dave Mustaine approves. And and also, you came in and you had a freaking bloody nose in the lobby here at SiriusXM. What are you doing?
I'm Aaron, and I play the drums.
How old are you, Aaron?
14. I just turned 14 on Monday.
All right. Happy birthday, brother. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, so why was your nose bleeding, dude?
It just happens.
No, you know, you got to tell them about your shorts, because you're going to wear shorts all through the winter. This is your goal?
All year.
You heard it here first.
Why? What was wrong? That's why your nose is bleeding.
It's challenging myself.
All right, cool. How about double bass marathons for 5 hours in a row? That's a pretty good challenge.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm glad you're safe, man. I'm glad security didn't kick your ass out. All right, I'm just kidding, little dude. All right, introduce yourself and how old you are. Oh, and your favorite band, Aaron.
Slayer and System of a Down are my favorite.
Oh, nice. Name, age, and favorite bands.
All right, I'm Nigel. I'm 16, and my favorite band is Mastodon.
Nice. What do you play?
I play guitar. I play Reloaderous. Shit was awesome.
Oh, wow. Lucky mother effer. Not too many people can say that. What's your name, age, bands, all that good stuff?
I'm Edwin. I'm 16, and my favorite bands, Van Halen and Death.
All right, cool. And what do you play, brother?
Guitar. Played with Alex.
Yeah. What song did you play with Alex Kolnick?
The Preacher, I think.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun time, man. You guys tore it up. All right. Same thing.
What's up, man? I'm Gabe. I play bass. I'm 17. Favorite band is Primus or Pantera.
Yeah. All right, dude. Primus doesn't suck. Yeah. Oh, you're wearing a shirt. Cool. Primus shirt, brother. What's your name? I know you. I always see you. I know you.
I'm Josh. I'm 18. I play guitar and I sing. If you want to call it that. My favorite bands are Slayer and Pantera.
Yes, and you're also in the band Shitkill. We're going to go into a Shitkill song in a couple minutes.
Yes, Shitkill.
What a great band name. I'm sure, you know, your mom and dad were like, oh, son, your hair's getting long, and you're hanging out with a lot of scary-looking people.
They were a little bit concerned. You know, they're both classical musicians, so it was a little weird, but, you know,
all right.
They got used to it.
Well, you just bring up the example of Alex Skolnick, and they'd probably be like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we like him.
Yeah, everybody likes Alex, dude. All the mature people love Alex, man.
Yeah.
So cool, Josh. Good to see you. And I always see you at shows,
thanks,
brother, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right. Well, same shit.
My name's Max. I'm 18. I'm also in Shitkill. My favorite bands are Mastodon and Kiss. And I played with Alex and Richard Christie when he came on.
Which one did you do with Alex and with Richard?
I sang The Preacher with Alex.
Oh, yeah, good fucking job. You were the mini Chuck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I sang Crystal Mountain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Both ends of the vocal spectrum.
Well, good. It's good practice, man. Tomatoes House of Rock gearing you up for the future. Well, what I want to do is come back and finish and talking to the rest of the students, but let's get into a little track from Shitkill. I know you have another member of Shitkill in the room here, too.
Yes.
Oh, hey, well, let me finish you. What's your name?
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm Danny. I'm 17. Favorite band is definitely Pantera. Death is also a really big band that I really like. And I've played with Richard Christie and Alex. We've played The Preacher and Crystal Mountain.
Good job, man. Well, tell us about Shitkill really quick, and we'll make the intro for the song, Josh.
Yeah, well, Shitkill, you know, we've been playing around New York City for a while, you know, real old-school thrash metal meets, you know, Pantera, stuff like that. We're playing, we're opening for 6 Feet Under and Cattle Decapitation at Studio Webster Hall on November 6th.
Nice.
It's going to be fun for sure.
Well, good job, man. I know I've been hearing a lot about Shitkill this year, and I definitely am stoked to be playing this track. What song are we going to about to hear?
The song is called Useless Youth.
All right, and more information on how to get a hold of you guys and hear your music?
We're on Facebook. Just search up Shitkill. We got a fan page, all the usual stuff.
Shitkill. I'm sure if I search Shitkill, I won't get, like, shitting sites and stuff?
There's a rap group called Shitkillers. From, I think, Detroit.
Okay.
It was the only other thing you'll find, but I think it's pretty obvious which one is which.
All right, cool. We're not watching, like, Two Girls in a Cup or anything like that.
I hope not.
All right, cool. Shitkill, coming to a town near you. Bring plenty of toilet paper. More with the guys here from Tomatoes House of Rock after this. Sick. SiriusXM Liquid Metal. My name's Jose, hanging out here in a conference room in our headquarters, and I'm hanging out with Tomatoes, House of Rock, and the students that make up this really cool club. I would call it a club where these people have to be bad enough, badass enough at their instruments in order to be in this collective here. It's run by Chris Tomato over there on the other side of the room. Alex Golden from Testament is one of the dudes that hosts the show and mentors these kids, these students. And Frank from Metal Injection is here putting it on his site. They have this cool series called Louder Education, sponsored by PV. And what they're doing is every week on Tuesdays, putting up a new episode of like a Q&A with metal artists, where the students get to ask questions to these guys, and the guys get to talk to about their lives and being young metal bucks, and then getting a chance to jam with some people like dudes from Dying Fetus, Richard Christie from the Howard Stern Show, and Death and Iced Earth. I got a chance to sing with you guys a Pantera song. It was just a really cool experience, and I'm glad that this is happening. And I was thinking about it, Tomato, when you were talking earlier. People all over the country listening in Canada are probably pissed because, right? Because there's only in New York. I don't know if there's anything else, you know, all over the country that happens like this. But I mean, people in Kansas like metal. Yeah. People in Oklahoma like metal.
Is there any open one in Phoenix, right?
Fuck yeah, that. I would, but I barely have time.
It takes people like yourself, you know, if there's people out there that want to do this, you know,
so you're
look
looking
me up.
Yeah, you really are thinking
as
about expanding.
It's all about the passion for the music, you know. If they have it's all about the teachers, you know. If you have the passion for it, I mean, I've been with these kids for the past 3 years every Friday doing this stuff, you know, and every show and every experience. You know, we use Mesa Boogies, man, lifting the Mesa Boogies, lifting the amps and doing the stuff and filming the Ladder Education and going through the whole thing. And, you know, I mean, in real time, not like, you know, boom, kid, you're on the space shuttle today. Boom, you're going to the field trip and seeing the planetarium today. But no, you got to carry the amps and you got to, you know, we got to work, yeah. You know. So if there's other people that want to do that, go to Tomato's House of Rock and, you know, I challenge somebody to start one.
That's a challenge.
Tomato was challenging you.
First
time. Start one. Go for it.
Do it up, man.
And give me 20%.
Awesome. Now we're talking business. Now I'm going to finish talking to all the students. We have about 15 students here tonight. I don't know. I'm going to count on something like that. But I want to finish going around the room. If you're just tuning in, I want to introduce some of these young metal badasses that I was very impressed by. I'm going to start it out right here. I know you. I always see you at all the shows. What's up?
Here you go. Hey, man. How's it going? I'm Karina. I'm 18 years old, and my favorite metal band's Pantera.
Yes, and I know you're an awesome bass player. You impressed the living shit out of me when you pulled out Souls of Black and played it. Like, I used to play that in a cover band, but I couldn't play it like her.
On bass.
So, but you tore it up, and you were definitely very impressive when I saw you jam.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's not easy, but Alex wrote the line, and Greg plays the shit out of it. So
yeah,
I'm going to try to do it.
So do you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
She's the only chick that's ever been in the metal program.
Yeah.
Only one. And it doesn't phase her or anybody, man. So we need more metal chicks.
That's a great experience because metal is, you know, a lot of dudes are into metal, and it's cool that you, in this, at least in this situation, are experiencing it, how it's going to be pretty much for the, you know, that's what it is, a bunch of dudes, and a couple of girls, you know, so it's cool. I'm glad you're representing for all the females, repping. What's your name, favorite band, what do you play? Morbid Angel, sure, badass.
Yeah, hi, I'm Ethan, I'm 15, I'm a bass player. I guess my favorite bands have to be Megadeth and Morbid Angel.
Nice.
I actually put bass with John Gallagher on "Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog."
Yeah. Yeah. What did your parents think about that?
My mom just looked at me and go, "What the fuck?"
That's cool, man. Well, at least your mom approves of that kind of stuff, man. My mom sent me to Priest when I was a kid, so that's awesome. Morbid Angel rules, man. David's I know David for a while, man. So what's your name, brother? Gojira shirt?
Yeah, I'm Leo, and I'm 15, and I play the drums, and I really love Lamb of God, and I played with John Gallagher. I played on that song. It was insane.
Nice, man. Lamb of God, they're starting their tour pretty shortly, and they're coming here on November 16th in New York City. Are you going to the show?
I might be. I don't know yet. I have to convince my parents that I need to get tickets.
You can donate plasma, or maybe not yet. You're still too young.
Most definitely.
All right, cool. Well, hold that thought to your 18. All right, next shirt here. What's up, bro? You look very studious with your Columbia shirt.
I'm Leo, or Obi, as some people know me as, to avoid confusion. I play guitar, I sing a little. I played guitar with John Gallagher on Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog as well. And I guess my favorite band right now, at least, is probably Black Sabbath, I'd have to say. Yeah.
The almighty Black Sabbath. Yeah. The Aussie is our lord and savior, man.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Cool, man. Anybody, what kind of grades do you have?
I don't get grades at my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those. Oh, let me stand back. I'm sorry, man. No, that's good. Well, you keep on getting those non-grades and, you know.
I will. I know. I do very well at getting non-grades.
No, but that's good. That's like the whole new age thing. That's good. New York City, you know. Fucking A, man. What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm Josh. I play guitar. I'm 16. My little brother's Aaron.
And, hey, really? I didn't know Aaron's your little brother. Dude with the bloody nose.
Yeah. I played guitar on Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog with John Gallagher. And I played guitar on a new level with you.
Yeah.
And that was fucking awesome.
You did the dime leads, didn't you?
No, that was Edwin, my buddy.
Oh, Edwin, yeah. I feel
solid rhythm, you know.
Solid rhythm. That's what I do
my
too.
Favorite bands are probably Pantera, Decapitated, and Dying Fetus.
Nice. Good choices, man. All these bands, you guys, a lot of you had a chance to jam with too. But last but not least, brother, what's your name, age, and all that good stuff?
Hi, my name is Miles. I'm 13. My favorite metal bands are Mastodon and System of a Down.
All right, cool. Wait, are you the youngest dude?
Yeah, I am.
No, are you pissed at Aaron over there turned 14 on Monday?
No, my birthday is in like 10 days.
All right, cool. So you're only, all right.
Braces today, though.
Oh, braces. Let me see them, dude. Oh, cool, man. You should have got like Rasta colors or something. Why'd you get all the different colors? Is that what you wanted?
Well, I wanted to get like all gold so I'd have like a grill. And they didn't have gold, so.
Oh, awesome, man. Well, that's very metal of you, bro. He's got metal in his mouth.
Yeah!
This dude's a true metalhead. Yeah, Pantera Girl is a good idea, man. Well, thanks, guys, for hanging out with me in this hour here. Tomatoes House of Rock. You guys can look it up online. I'll be seeing you guys again somewhere along the lines at concerts and metal shows, buses, or whatever it is. And thanks to Chris Tomato and Frank from Metal Injection, Mike Marco, Alex Golden from Testament. Yeah! For doing it up for these kids, and I know what their energy and they're just you know, reviving are probably what you guys, you know, the three of you guys right here, you guys live this, and this is your job and your life to work with music and to see these kids and their energy and the smiles and the stuff, and you can just look in their eyes and they're like hungry for it, and it's cool, man. So keep on doing it. Get good grades or non-good grades, and you know what I'm saying?
Non-good, non-grades.
And keep on listening to heavy metal music. Thanks, Chris, brother.
Thank you, Jose.
Any final words you want to say about...
Oh, man, fucking metal, you know, metal, you know.
Metal,
and rock and roll, you know. Rock and roll. Metal's rock and roll.
Let's get into a little double shot here. A little Pantera followed up by some Slayer. Is that cool?
Postmortem, maybe.
Medicine Man.
Oh, Postmortem Medicine Man. We just called those out.
Postmortem and Medicine Man. We'll do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Or at dawn they sleep, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we got to make up your mind. Come on. All right,
Postmortem.
All right, Postmortem. Here it is. And you wanted Medicine Man. We sang that in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Yeah.
All right, cool. We were drunk. All right, no, kids, don't drink. Apple juice is good. Alex Skolnick, I'll see you, brother. And thanks for everything, man.
Thank you, man.
We love you. One of the contenders of the album of the year, man, Dark Roots of Earth. Everybody loves it. We love it. Yeah. Testament still. As I always use you guys as an example of, you know, a veteran band showing everybody else how to do things, even all these decades later, man.
Feels weird to be a veteran.
No.
I still haven't accepted that. But
you have a very young spirit and an attitude,
I feel,
man.
Young, but then... Yeah, metal's being left in good hands.
Yes, there you go.
With all these kids here.
You're making sure of it too, man. Alex Golnick, all right. Yeah. Tomatoes House of Rock here on Sirius XM Liquid Metal. Have a great weekend. Peace.